I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level. This is A Mutual Wank, written by Cheryl Blue, read by Girl on the Net. I like a good old wank, daily. I'd wake in the morning just gagging, and if I didn't satisfy that urge early on, it's like my day was doomed. He didn't mind me masturbating, but never really showed any interest in watching. But I wanted him to watch. I wanted him to see me do myself. I wanted him to appreciate me, showing myself love. So I told him that we should wank together. When he came home that night, I rustled up a quick pasta dish, nothing too difficult. We ate together and tucked into our evening treat, a bottle of wine. This time it was red. I actually preferred white because red made my head go far quicker than if I drank the white or rosé. But tonight, I didn't mind. I wanted to be tipsy. I wanted to feel loose, free even. As we kicked back on the sofa, I felt the wine cruise through my veins. I felt warm and horny. I turned to him and told him to get his cock out. He obliged. Slightly erect, he wiggled around until his tracky bottoms were beneath his butt cheeks. He didn't have any underwear on, so his cock was straight out into the open air. I told him to stroke himself. He was reluctant at first. I think the fact that I watched with pure lust in my eyes may have made him feel slightly uneasy. So I told him to sit with his back against the arm of the chair. And as he stood up to move, I stood up too. I whipped off my shorts and thong and sat open-legged with my back against the other chair arm. We faced each other. His dick flexed and hardened when he saw my pussy exposed in all its glory. His excitement turned me on. He slowly stroked the tip of his cock. I allowed my right hand to make its way towards my pussy. I began to gently stroke my openness, paying most attention to my clit. His tip stroking turned into a grip with deep strokes. I rubbed myself harder and a little faster. I could feel my wetness introduce itself. He shuffled his tracky bottoms off completely and almost mirrored my position. The only difference being one of his feet was on the floor. I was definitely more flexible than him. This new position was amazing, though. It allowed me to see the full length of his cock and his balls. I liked the way his balls hung. They absolutely complemented his beautiful penis. His stroking turned into a full-on wank. He found his voice, too. He told me to finger myself, so I did. I inserted my index finger and began to finger fuck myself. He approved with a simple yes. We were both getting into this. I was gushing. I took my finger out of my pussy, leant forward, and then put it into his mouth. I wanted him to taste me. He sucked my finger hard, tasting every drop. I took my finger back and reinserted it. He cupped his balls with the other hand and then pulled them downwards. This gave him a much tighter feeling, I could see. His strokes were deeper but slower. I wanted to give him more, so I stood up and kneeled in the space I was just sat in. I leant my arms on the armrest, cocked my arse out and opened my legs. He could see all of me from the back. I tilted forwards and began to stroke myself, again focusing on the clit. I was dripping wet. He leant forward and released his balls, took the same hand and ran it underneath me. Then he licked the pussy juice off every one of his fingers, sat back and started wanking hard. He told me to turn back around and to make myself come. I obliged, but this time I lay back almost flat and hoisted one leg up on the back of the couch and bent the other leg inwards. I found my rhythm and rubbed my clit. It wasn't long before I could feel myself reaching the brink. He was well away. His back was arching and he was getting there too. I rubbed. He bashed. We watched each other while focusing on the end goal. He erupted first. Thick cum shot from his tip. He groaned a deep, throaty, meaningful groan, and that did it for me. I felt the rush through my body and bang. I shuddered as I came, deeply. After what felt like forever, we both sat up, looked at each other, and laughed. That was the first time we mutually masturbated, but I knew it wouldn't be the last. If you like this, you can find more of Cheryl's amazing work at tintedblue.com, that's tintedblu.com, or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.